Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we are back. We had a little disconnection of something here. I don't know what happened. We just popped over to the next show. Continuing our live coverage of election 2022, the midterms. As everybody knows, the midterm election is now. It's happening. So hopefully we'll find out, you know, what's going to happen here, and we'll get the kind of results that we're looking for. So without further ado, we'll continue. All right, with election results coming in, and we know that it's a dead heat in a lot of states. We know that there's a lot happening, and we're going to get to a lot of this. As we speak, there's a lot happening. We're going to give you all the details. And Paul Alexander and myself are right here with you guys. So, what do you think? Are you happy with the results? Are you upset with the results? We want to know what you think. You can call into the show, 563-999-3400. You can also email us at realbluepolitics.com. That's realbluepolitics@gmail.com. Excuse me. Let's get to it. Because it is time for a little election coverage. I like when it gets to this point. I love elections. I love election time. This is my favorite time of the you know, when we get into it. And it's going to be fun. Uh-oh. Who's here? Nah, he ain't here. You're gone. All right, we got to get Paula back in here because we played the music for him. But, oh, geez. I've been drinking coffee what left happened? And right, so I'm what? Feeling pretty good.
There's somebody on Blog Talk that doesn't like me.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know that you got a big fan base on Blog Talk. What are you talking about?
A fan base or a hate base?
And I would say it's a little bit of both. Hey, you got some emails. Some people are saying, so real short, what they're saying is people are saying, hey, Paula, how do you like now that you've lost? Ha, ha, ha. Laugh out loud. Another person is putting on here, they said, Paula, you always talk the big talk, but we actually beat your ass. And then another person says, the Republicans will always rule. They still love Donald Trump. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think about that?
Can I laugh enough? You know.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know. Fuck you. It's like you are so uninformed and so uneducated and so, you know, I'll say it again. I said it earlier. If you stand with Donald Trump, you stand against our country. You are anti-American.
Yep.
You are anti-Constitution.
Yep.
Fuck you.
And the horse you rode in on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Paula, that's what we're dealing with here, man. We're dealing with these stupid idiots.
So I look at it this way. You know, I look at it this way. God is involved in everything. There's always a lesson to be learned, and you know, this may be an opportunity for people to see how unqualified that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is run one of the poorest states in the country. And so to move forward into the next election, to hire somebody as our governor that will correct all this absolute bullshit chaos. I look at it that way. I think I try to think of it in a positive way, you know? Yeah. She may try to destroy us, but in the end, it will destroy the Republican Party. That's how I look at it. Anybody that is a Republican maggot hates our country because they support a treasonous bastard con artist that tried to overthrow our government. And I'm patriotic. I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hey, somebody actually said, they said, hey, Paula, what do you feel like now that the Republicans won? We actually are going to be able to save our children from you Democratic killers. Oh, God.
What?
You Democratic killer, you.
What the
hell? Paul, it's your fault.
No, right?
I mean, these people are stupid.
Oh, you think?
Toothless fucking idiots.
Is that an email?
Oh, yeah, that was an email.
Okay. All right. If you're listening, write back and tell me how we're killing your children. Abortion? Transgender?
He knows.
What is your,
you know, somebody brought up a good point. And somebody brought up a good point, and I'm going to bring this point up real quick. And I thought it was a great point that somebody brought up. And I'm going to, and I know that it's kind of interesting to say this and how I'm going to say it, but anyway, abortions, okay? Let's just think about this for a minute. You know, Republicans bitch because they feel like abortions are killing babies and blah, 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 and all that shit, right, Paula? What if we made it to where the government had to issue that if somebody was dying of a kidney disease and they had to have their kidney replaced, that by law, if you were a match of that kidney, that you had to give them your kidney by laws for them to be able to live? Would you do it? Would you agree to that? And I guarantee you most would be the Republicans saying, fuck you, I'm not going to do that. And that would be the same thing as saying that you don't support life, period, for
right.
being non-pro-choice, you know.
Well, that's a great analogy.
It is.
The other thing, I've heard other ones. I'm trying to search my database for what if I saw somebody say, "What if a man had to push a 7-8 pound baby through
his penis,
teeny tiny?" Out of his teeny tiny penis.
I agree. I think it should be done.
What if?
You know, I would laugh.
What if the government forced every man reaching, young man, teenager in America reaching puberty to get a vasectomy.
Exactly. Would anybody do it? Would they complain?
Because,
absolutely.
Because that would be forcing the government upon a male body.
There are still 13 seats up for grabs in the Senate. The GOP has 43. The Dems have 41. Just want to let you know.
Let's go, Dems. So for all you assholes out there saying we lost, we haven't lost yet.
And they still got to count Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware. All these have not been been put in yet. Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Alaska's not totally done. Michigan's not totally done. Tennessee's not totally done. Mississippi's not totally done. Minnesota's not totally done. Nebraska's not totally done. So there's a lot still out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's,
and a lot,
you know,
yeah.
I like to say it's not over until the fat lady sings. Do you have a fat lady singing on your audio anywhere?
Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro wins. It's just now called for Josh Shapiro.
Yeah.
There
Yay.
You go, everybody. Josh
Yay.
Shapiro. And what does he win? Does he win a House or Senate seat?
I think it's House. Oh no, it's Governor. Governor. It's a governor.
Yeah, Governor Shapiro.
Yeah.
So that means he's in the Senate.
Also, New Hampshire. Maggie Halson, a Democrat, won. Also, in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that...
Yeah. Marciano, you Trump blood-kissing mother son of a bitch, you
yeah.
lost.
He lost. He went down.
What
I like, and Paula, out of anything about this election, I'm going to love is that the Trump-supporting idiots, the ones who licked Trump's ass, the ones who did the insurrection, and those who lost, it's the best thing in the world.
Oh yeah. I that bitch I've been arguing with all day, I could not believe that she said my party didn't try to overthrow the government. So I replied back. There were 900 people arrested for January 6th.
Oh yeah.
Every single one of them was a Republican. Every single person that has testified to the January 6th committee are Republicans.
So they're saying that Brian Kemp wins re-election, defeating Democrat Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, and I just got some bad news. Herschel Walker is a point ahead of Senator Warnock. Oh, I this is like unfathomable to me. How?
Oh yeah.
How? You have to be stupid, brain fuck dead to elect a guy that says, I don't believe in abortion, but it's paid for two abortions. who can't put a sentence together.
And they're going to give Vance the win in Ohio.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Of course they would.
Oh.
Of course they would.
Oh, my God.
Which puts us to 43-44 in the Senate, and Democrats have 43, Republicans have 44, with 13 seats at stake.
Okay, who's ahead there?
Democrats have 43, Republicans have 4. By one seat, they're ahead.
Okay.
And they still got 13 seats to go.
Okay.
And a lot of the blue states have not even been counted, the real blue states. So that's a good thing. This is good for us. That might be one, two, three, four, five. We might get, we might have a lot come out of this. I think we're going to probably win the Senate, but it's going to be really, really like a tight ass thing.
Right.
That's what I think.
In the House?
In the House. In the Senate, but I think in the House, we could even pull off the House. It could happen, actually. And it might be really close, too. It can happen, actually. It can still happen.
Well, you know, we barely won last time. So, you know, and then we had the two Congress people, we had two, I see it now. Stacey Vance, Tim Ryan. I cannot.
I know, man.
I cannot believe it.
Why the hell would somebody support that shit?
Right.
Nevada hasn't brought in their shit yet. So in the House, Democrats have 89 seats, Republicans have 149, there's 197 still up for stake, 197 seats.
So we still have a chance. Okay.
Yeah, we still have a chance.
So, you stupid motherfucker that wrote in and asked me how it feels to lose, we haven't lost yet. It's still ongoing, you idiot.
And this is what those cocky Republicans do. Fuck you, Vance.
They're showing... an auditorium on CNN where Vance is supposed to come out. Brian has already conceded, has already called Vance to concede. See, that's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yep.
We don't go, oh, the election was stolen.
Vance, you fuckface.
We may not like it, but we accept the information graciously.
Hell yeah, we do. That's because we go through so when we fight a fair fight. We don't have to go out and do voter suppression and shit like that the Republicans do. Because that's the kind of shit that they pull off.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry, but that's what they do.
Yeah.
We're tied at 48-48 in the House, or in the Senate.
Really?
48-48. It's getting close, baby.
Ron Johnson just pulled ahead of... Mandela
that means there's only three more seats left for the Senate. There's only three more seats left because somebody has, so that'd be 48, one, two, yeah, there's only three more seats.
Ron Johnson, okay, well, Dan is messaging me. Hang on.
Who is?
Let's see what she's saying. Your wife.
Oh. What is she saying? Oh, she's on there. Hang on a second. She's on the line. I just can see the – this soundboard was acting stupid here. Okay, I cannot get it to work right. My wife is on the line. Hello, baby. She
Hello.
Is live. Hi, sweet.
Hello. Yeah, I was calling to message you, but you weren't freaking responding, so I figured I'd call Paula. According to MSNBC and Fox, as of right now, Dems are at 46. Republicans are at 47 with not, 8 seats left. DeWine won Ohio, of course, but the woman won Arizona. The Dem won Arizona.
You're right. That's good. Arizona.
So are we?
No.
Florida. They're already predicting it's still too close to call, but the Dem is probably going to win Florida.
The Democrat is?
Dr. Oz.
Which one?
What?
Do you know, baby?
The one that had the stroke is against Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz is the Republican.
Fetterman.
John Fetterman.
Yeah. They're predicting him to win.
Right.
Okay, so Fetterman will win.
If Fetterman wins, he's another pickup for us. Another plus in the plus column.
That'll be for the Senate,
that they weren't expecting to win.
They thought Dr. Oz would win.
Yeah. Throughout the whole freaking week, they've been saying it was a landslide. Dr. Oz was going to win the state.
Well, that's what the polls were showing.
Or Pennsylvania, Florida. He's Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Didn't he just move
correct.
To Pennsylvania? And yeah. My bad. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm watching
no, you're right.
three different. Channels at the same time.
Major projection. Here comes a major projection. Ted Budd wins North Carolina. Congressman Ted Budd for the Senate wins North Carolina. He was supported by Donald Trump. In Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal. It was the incumbent for Connecticut. He wins the Senate. So there's another tie again. Republicans must win one more seat. There are 10 seats remaining.
And according to TMZ, Elon Musk is running for Senate next year.
Oh, geez.
If the Republicans lose this midterm, he's going to run for Senate.
Oh, my God. That'll be bad. Elon Musk. That dude needs to go and just worry about space shit.
What was that? I'm looking at Facebook stuff. What was that again?
Repeat that again to her.
TMZ had posted that Elon Musk had said that if the Republicans do not win the midterm, he is going to run for Senate next year.
Oh, my.
And Alabama has gone to Britt, the girl, the Republican.
I'm really feeling like we're going to have some issues here. I'm hoping that we get the Senate, but it may not happen. The thing is, if we do get the Senate, I mean, it would be just basically what we would have predicted, that it, you know, flipped, everything would have flipped again. But I don't know.
You ever notice that seems to be the pattern? When there is a presidential election that is very controversial, that next midterm election, the House and the Senate flip.
Yeah. Well, and there's the Republican. The Republicans
Maryland
are
the Republican more.
All right, so that's good. Johnny,
I haven't listened to your whole
Evers.
Show, so I don't know how far you've been. Did you say? Did you hear Arizona went to Kelly, the Democrat?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
It did?
Yay. Yeah.
Yay, that's another one.
Yay. Yay.
Arkansas went to Boozman, the Democrat, or a Republican.
He's a Republican. I know he is. He is one of our, okay, Don Boozman and Tom Cotton. We all know who Tom Cotton is.
Yeah.
Because he's on Fox. He's on Fox all the time, lying. Okay? He's my senator. He is constantly lying. He lies and he lies and he lies. I go to his page all the time and tell him that he's lying. He's holding on to that open
Republican seat that's J.D. Vance.
Yeah, I can't stand that person.
Oh, God, no. I mean, just, you know, he's fake. He's a fake. Like I said earlier, during the 2016 campaign,
wow.
This was in 2015, 2016. He would go in and sit on CNN's page, their stage, and he would talk about how horrible Donald Trump was and how he couldn't stand him. And just for the vote. Just for the votes, not for substance, not for facts, he decided to fall into the Trump campaign. He decided to get Donald Trump, to kiss Donald Trump's ass, to get his orders to vote for him. That's how bad this man is. He's a fake. He's a fraud. He's one of those, like, he's like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Does not care about the people. He cares about the power.
That's what it's all about. That's what they want.
Right. He only cares about the votes. So he can be a big shot and go to the House and stand in the Congress and do whatever, and lie his ass off. He's a fake.
If we can find this, we'll be happy.
What? Find what?
Hopefully we'll find out who's going to... I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen with this whole situation with... Hang on a second. I'm trying to see the results there.
Why is, like, both Fox and NBC are, when it shows early voting results, it's coming up with zero? The little banner at the bottom keeps coming up with zero on both channels. Like, are they not counting early votes just yet, or what's going on?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah.
No. I don't know where you are. Okay, let me go to MSNBC.
There is exactly 46,000 votes between Oz and the other dude.
Betterman.
Yeah, why can't I remember his name? I have no idea why I can't remember his name, but
Betterman.
I can't remember my name.
You know he had a stroke about 5 or 6 months ago, right?
Yes, and I think the fact that he is running for a freaking Senate after having a stroke 6 months ago is damn good.
Yeah.
And the sad part is that the Republicans made fun of him, too.
Yeah, I know, And this is the thing. My neighbor next door is a stroke survivor. Okay?
Westmore is on now accepting the vote for Maryland, the Democrat.
Who? Okay.
The Democrat, Westmore, he's on TV right now accepting the vote.
Okay, great.
So
great,
Dan
great.
Cox has not, what's it called when they finally recognize that the other person won? Conceded? That's the word.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is the thing about a stroke survivor. There are people that have strokes to the point that completely incapacitate them to the point where they end up in a nursing home. My mother was a stroke patient, but she had a series of mini strokes. But there are those people that end up in a nursing home or in their own homes with permanent care aids. One of my neighbor, hang on. My friend and neighbor next door is a stroke survivor. She's about 9 years younger than me. She spent time in the hospital. She spent time in a nursing home. She is completely fine now, except for damage to her hands. Her hands are crippled now from the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
She recovered, lives alone, has a boyfriend, drives, pays her own bills. She's just fine. There are people that recover from strokes. It may affect parts of their body, but it doesn't affect their mind, how they think. It may affect the way they speak and their body functions, but it does not affect their mind in the end. The body has a wonderful way, and the mind has a wonderful way of healing itself. And on top of that, I don't know if you guys know this, but John Betterman is about, he's a giant man. He's like 6'7", 6'8". He's a great big man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they made fun of him for wearing, they made fun of him for going on rallies and wearing sweatpants and hoodies. And, you know, common sense tells you that a man that size can't go around buying normal clothes.
Right. Unless you have money for a tailor, it's hard to come up with that kind of money for big clothes.
You know, right. And I'm sure that he will get that taken care of if he wins. For, you know, because you have to wear a suit on the house floor. You have to wear dress clothes on the house floor. So I'm sure that he will either, you know, there are companies out there that cater to large men. And if he can't do that, then there are tailors. So, you know, why are you making fun of somebody for the way they dress instead of their policies?
Sorry to stop you for a second, but they're just saying that Fetterman is outdoing Biden in Pennsylvania when Biden won that state.
Ooh. Ooh, that's awesome news.
Yeah, that is. That's awesome.
Yeah, my mom suffered, she has a genetic disorder that is going to kill her one day. There's no stopping it. They have no cure for it. They have no medications for it to stop it, but it causes her to have strokes. She's had 3 strokes all in the same spot, but she has her mind, just sometimes she stutters. And every now and again, if she gets too overwhelmed, her whole right side just decides not to work. But she still has her brain. She still can communicate quite well. Strokes
right.
don't stop people from doing stuff, especially if they've
right.
had as much help. He was up to, from what I understand, he had really great health. He was on exercise regimen and everything, and prior to
right.
the stroke, so, and he's got good medical care, so.
Right, right. His doctor released him to go back
mm-hmm.
on the road to do rallies. So,
you
know.
What's messed up is you talk to people who all say, you know, disability and a medical problem should not stop you from doing anything that you want to do in life. But yet we have a president who has a stuttering problem and everybody makes fun of him. We have now probably a new senator in Pennsylvania who had a stroke and every now and again has a bit of an issue, but that's not going to stop him from doing his job. And all the people swarm to go off on him. But if it was your parent, if it was your brother, your sister, you would be fighting for them to have the same right. But now you're making fun of the same person who has the same problem.
Exactly. My neighbor that had the stroke, she had a major stroke that her hands are crippled now. She can still walk. She still functions. She helps me. I'm disabled. And she helps me. Like if I go to do a pickup order of groceries from Walmart, she'll tell me, Paula, let me know when you get in so I can help you get your groceries in. She will help me take my trash out because my problem isn't my mind, obviously. It's my body. My body is broken. So she functions very, very well as a stroke victim and helps me get my groceries in. She'll cook. And she offers me food. You know?
Maybe that's
she's
her
functions.
Way is, as long as she keeps going, she's not going to let her disability stop her. So she keeps going and pushing through and helping
exactly.
you help her.
Right. To help, that's exactly what she told me. To help me helps her.
Mm-hmm. That's what my mom says. I keep telling her, Mom, you need to slow down. You know, you're the one that needs the help, not everybody else. And she's like, but if I stop, then I might as well just be dead. Because if I stop, then that'll be the disease is won.
Right. Right. You know, my friend here in Arkansas that's been, by the way, my friend Grant Smith that brought me my Chris Jones sign, he has been freaking awesome with helping the Democrats in Arkansas. This young man is a gay man. He lives with his boyfriend. He works at Sonic, of all places. But yet he spends money in his car to drive everywhere to deliver signs. He asked me yesterday if I wanted, he would come pick me up if I wanted to go to Conway to hold signs in front of the courthouse for Democratic candidates. I had to turn him down. Yeah. He's so sweet. He's so sweet. He's such a anyway, he posted a picture tonight. MSNBC, get this, MSNBC tagged him on Twitter. And was informing him of the something about the election and watching them. They tagged him. He was, that was, I mean, my God, that's how important this young man is. So.
Well.
Sorry, I was listening, just had to yell at Noah.
Jerry, you're quiet. What are you doing?
I was actually listening to you guys, and then I thought, well, you know what? I was going to continue on and just figure out what's I've been looking at the numbers and everything because I'm trying to see what's going to happen here. I'm just kind of really following this because we're coming into the home stretch. I feel like we are. I feel like we're coming into the home stretch of this. I'm wondering if we're going to find out here in a little bit or if we're not going to know until, like, everybody, you know, like tomorrow or something. They get a lot of votes still count, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alaska's getting ready to close in the next 15 minutes. That's the last state we're waiting on is Alaska. I mean, like,
really?
As it means the poll, as the close of polls for the entire day, Alaska's the last date.
That's the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, time difference, probably.
I would say that's probably what it is. Let's see, U.S. Senate, I'm seeing 45 for Democrats, Republicans 46 for the Senate.
What? Again? Say it again.
That's what I'm – so Real Clear Politics is saying 45 for Democrats, 46 for Republicans. They're one seat ahead of us. The Democrats have in the House 148 seats to 180 seats so far.
According to Fox and SNBC, it's a tie, 46 to 46, with 9 undecided.
Yeah, this is where it gets goofy because everybody has different things here. It's saying that we actually added 2 more governors than we did before so far.
Something Democrat wins Pennsylvania. And then something else. Did you know, speaking back to Elon Musk, did you know he sold $3.9 billion worth of Tesla stock to be able to buy Twitter?
Yeah, he spent, they're saying he spent twice as much on Twitter to buy Twitter than what it was worth.
Janet Mills won Maine. She's a Democrat. Justin.
Okay, so we have that happening. We have 11 seats remaining, according to this. Let's see what else we get going on here. This is interesting. That's getting closer and closer.
They're talking about Georgia is probably going to have a recount.
Georgia?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really close. It's really, really, really close.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's
yeah,
what happens. Don't they have like a, don't they have to do a runoff election or some shit?
It's 11,000 votes between the two. And the, what's the gray mean? The gray person, independent person, he's got 74,000. So they're just saying that they're probably going to have to do a recount for that.
Well, that's nice. Recounts.
Duckworth, Illinois Democratic Senate Duckworth, has won.
And where Illinois?
Yeah, Democratic. Her name, her last, all they showed was her last name, Duckworth. I don't know what her first name was.
Watching?
Tammy. It's Tammy Duckworth, and she is a veteran. She lost both her legs in combat. She is in a wheelchair. She is in a wheelchair because of her combat duty.
The two main we're waiting for is California and Nevada. According to whoever this dude is talking right now, he's saying that those two are going to be the swing states. His prediction, it's going to be 49-49, and those two, whatever those two states say, will be the winner of the Senate.
What states?
I'm on MSNBC right now because Fox is on a break.
Did they say Nevada?
Yeah, it looks like NV. That's Nevada, right? NV?
Yeah, yes.
It's kind of small, so I'm only guessing what that looked like, but it kind of looks like NNV.
Dr. Oz is at 48. Fetterman's at 49. My God. Dr. Oz is at 48%, and Fetterman's at 49%.
Oh,
that's scary. That's messed up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This one guy is predicting California to go to the Republican McCarthy.
Huh.
I thought California was a Democratic state.
It is, usually. Usually for presidential elections, they are.
No,
North Dakota, 99% in goes to Hoven, Republican Hoven.
Projection, Katie Hochul is going to be the governor of New York. Kathy Hochul? Kathy Hochul? Hochul?
Yeah. Yeah, she is
Hochul.
The one. She is the one that took over when, what's his name? Chris, from CNN, Chris Chris Cuomo's brother, governor, and he had to resign because of sexual what do you call it? There were sexual allegations brought against him. What's his name? What's Chris Cuomo's brother's name? That was the governor. He had
Tim
to resign. Well, huh?
Tim Cuomo.
Ken? It's not Ken. Something else.
Tim. T-I-M.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
I'm hearing background noise, so.
Here comes
hear
the
it.
End of the world as we know it. It's the all in the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Stop it, Jerry.
It's the end of Paula as we know it. What's up there, Miss? There, hang on a second. Let's get over to that. There we go. Alrighty.
Can you hear me now, Paula?
Can you hear me now?
His name's Andrew Cuomo.
That's it. So when
Andrew
he resigned, Cuomo. Yeah, Andrew Cuomo. That was Chris Cuomo's brother. He used to be on CNN. Now he's on News Nation. He's been on there. Chris Cuomo, been on CNN for years. But when it was found out that Chris Cuomo helped his brother to try and get past the sexual assault allegations, CNN let him go. So, anyway, and I love Chris.
Oh,
he was great.
I do, too.
He was great. So when Andrew Cuomo resigned, Kathy Hochul, took over. Hochul, whatever. Shut up, Jerry. When Kathy, what's her name, took over, she became governor. So now she's been reelected. Do you know? Hey, Jerry. Speaking of New York, Jerry. Speaking
hey,
of
Paula,
New York,
what's up, baby?
Speaking of New York.
What'd you say?
Speaking
yes.
of New York, there was another maggot running. There was another maggot running against AOC.
Really?
She was loudmouth New Yorker. Yeah, I stand on the corner holding my sign. Kind of.
That's funny shit. I didn't know that.
Thank you. I'll be here next week. Anyway.
That was awesome.
Thank you. So I'm going to be this loud. AOC's opponent in New York is that kind of you know. Remember, what was her name? Tina something. I can't remember her last name.
Gina Davis?
That's it. How are they going?
They are, right now they're tied.
Are you kidding
both,
me?
They can't name Indiana yet because one of the major counties hasn't even posted their results yet. California is still being tallied. It's only 37% in, and Alaska ends theirs in 4 minutes.
Yeah, this chick running against AOC in New York is a loudmouth, foul-mouth New Yorker that talks like I talk, like I just said.
What happens if for some reason it's a 50-50 split?
Okay, I'm getting deep. I'm getting background noise. I can't hear.
Jerry has either got the phone near the air conditioner vent or he's breathing into his microphone. That's what's going on.
Jerry, you ass.
You shithead. Son of a bitch. Shit.
Get the air out of the phone, Jerry.
An idiot is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
No, the idiot is the one pressing the button. That's right. They're saying that the House has been lost to the Republicans.
Right now, Republicans 219 to 216.
Yep.
All right, so we lost the House. Is that affirmative?
It's not affirmative, but as of right now, they're predicting we've lost the House.
Son
by three
of
counts.
A bitch. Well, I kind of figured that was going to happen. I figured the House would have probably went to the Republicans, but I'm really concerned about the Senate. So that's what I'm really, really concerned about.
Yeah, because the Senate
the
has
Senate.
The ones that have stopped all the Democrats in the House from passing anything. So now if we
that
get
is
control
right.
of the Senate, are we going to stop them from anything that they try to do?
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
It's like, they are. But again, like Jerry said earlier, if the Senate, it has to go from the Congress to the Senate to the President. So, you know, if it goes all the way from the House to the Senate to Joe Biden can veto it.
You know, watching this and seeing how close these are, I mean, literally we're neck to neck and it's going to come down to two states depending on how they vote. That just goes to show how divided our country actually is.
Yeah, it does.
It is. And it even shows how fucked up the Republicans are that we are.
And
right.
I'm not sorry to say they don't give a shit. All they care about, it doesn't matter Democrats or Republicans, really. All they care about is the middle class. Will you shut the fuck up? I am talking.
Sorry.
They only care
right.
about the middle class. They do not care about the poor people. Period.
No. No.
All they talk about is the middle class. Well, you know, it's the poor class that are actually keeping you guys in office.
Right. Exactly. I remember
they're predicting the Senate to the Democrats.
Oh, God, I hope. Oh, God. Because
by one.
As long as every single one of those Democrats block what every Republican does in the House, it'll be cool. No. So,
but if you think
about it, we're
still be in the same problem that we are in now. I mean, we have a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. We can't get anything passed. It's going to be the same way. It's just now going to be reversed. We're still going to have issues. Nobody can work together. Why is our country so divided that we can't work together? Because of freaking four letters or five letters, excuse me, not four, five letters, Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
He is the reason our freaking people can't work together.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I said, you know, he poisoned our country. He poisoned our country.
Yes,
or did he just really bring out the people to make it more noticeable how divided our country actually is?
Now he found some suckers.
So, Jerry, I dare you, just for this one candidate, you think I'm kidding about this candidate running against AOC in New York? Her name is Tina Fort, F-O-R-T-E. Tina Fort. Go find her. She is the biggest loudmouth maggot in the running for a candidate position.
Really?
I'm going to find her.
Let me see if I can look for her. Give me just a few minutes here. I'll look for her.
Yeah, she is outrageous. And you know what the crazy part is? She's against vaccinations for COVID. Yet she had COVID and announced on a podcast the other night that her voice is so rough. Because she had COVID. She has esophagus damage from COVID.
Really?
Yeah. So she says that's why her voice is the way it is. Yet she's anti-vax. This woman, if she wins, she will be the equivalent of Lord Boebert and MTG all in one package.
That's a hell of a combination.
Yeah, she's outrageous.
What is she running in? What state is it again?
New York.
New York. Start spreading the news. We're living today. I want
to. Indiana.
Be a part of it. New York.
Todd Young is projected winner in Indiana. He's a Republican.
Forte.
Chuck Grassley.
For Forte.
Yeah, F-O-R-T-E.
So it's showing that there's a Forte. Nope, that's Frost. That's not a Forte. I don't see her. Let me look. It's New York. She running for Senate?
Yes. No. For the House.
New York House. New York Governor? New York House. Let's see. All right. So she is Oh, okay. That's interesting that it popped up that. It actually sent me to, which is funny because New York is, oh, wait a minute, here we go. Projection time. Fiber for Democrats for winning. Tennessee, Andy Ogles wins. He flipped a seat in Tennessee. Greg Lansman, Democrat. We beat Steve Chabot in Ohio. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck and A. I'm glad. I hate Steve Chabot. He's kind of freaky. Why can't I find this forte?
I found her. I found her.
You did?
Tina Forte. Yeah. Hang on.
Is she winning? Northern Ohio. Here's another one, Ohio one. Hang on. Emily Skies won. And in Kansas, we have Sharice Davis. Sharice Davis. Davis. And in Rhode Island, we have Seth Meganzerger. Megan Senior.
What?
We have four Democrats and just one. Four. One, two, three, four. Five Democrats, one Republican. So the U.S. House, what they're showing is at 155 to 184, 96 seats still remain for the House.
$218 are needed.
Republicans need 22. Democrats need 44.
Okay. I just sent you a list.
Ohio district. Ohio, several of the districts just kept three of theirs in the House.
I just sent you a link. Are you there?
Yeah, the Republicans are not as happy as they thought they would be. So they're very upset because it's not the night they thought they were going to have. They were going to win with a oh, fuck, God.
They thought it would be a landslide, honestly.
Huh? Yeah, they thought it was.
They thought it would be a landslide.
Well, that's because that's what they do. They think every time they do this shit, they think they're going to, they get cocky is what it is. They did that when Joe Biden and Trump was running. They got cocky.
Big mind, small dicks.
Huh?
I said they got big minds but small dicks. No ball.
They do. It is, it's just like their
just,
yeah, I see it. I'll have to watch it here in a little bit.
Okay.
It's just like when they hold their guns up there. They got their guns held up with their small PPs. Small PPs, everybody. I'm a Republican, and I got my guns. I got my skull grip right here, my chewbacca.
Oh, my God. Walker, dumbass, lying, motherfucking hypocritical Walker is ahead of Warnock in Georgia.
That motherfucker.
I mean, you know, it's like people are saying, it's kind of sad because the man does not have the brain. So he'll be used as a African-American puppet for the Republican Party.
Uh-oh.
And Ron Johnson is ahead of Mandela Burns now in Wisconsin. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck
okay,
you, pubic
okay.
lens.
The House,
you,
pubic
lens.
Go MSNBC, ahead. MSNBC is saying GOP 220, Democrats 215. So they're ahead by five seats.
Five.
The Republicans are ahead by five seats.
Why is it everybody's on different fucking planets here with their things
Genesis.
Here? You know what I mean? Yeah.
And the Senate is tied 47-47.
I mean, I don't understand that.
What has our country come to that they will choose anti-democracy, anti-social security, anti-women's rights, anti-gay rights, for civil rights? And over
selfishness.
And over it just. Let me finish. It just.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking.
Oh. Okay. What does our country come to?
Exactly.
Trump has destroyed our country. I mean, you know, there's always been division and some, you know, a little bit of turmoil between the Republicans and Democrats. But I've been voting for 50 years. I have never...
50 years.
Shut up, Gary.
That's a long time.
Shut up, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, especially since Jerry's going to be 50 next in 2 months.
Jen, can you smack him for me, please?
Well, he's in the car right now. When he gets in the house, I will for you.
Oh, yeah. She smacked me.
Gary.
I'm just going to cut him off for next week. That's it.
Miss Paula, what do you want, girl?
Thank
what do you want, girl?
By the way, Jen, I want to tell you what you did.
She wants to tell you something.
He's
I'm sorry.
Getting slap happy now.
Huh? What?
He's getting slap happy now.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm starting to feel like Goofy.
Yeah, gosh. Something wrong here.
I'm thinking that he can't handle all this negativity, and so he's handling it in a different way.
That's not me.
Jerry?
No, that was my fault.
I wanted to tell Jen, shut up, Gary. I wanted to tell
what
Jen.
What am I? I'm just sitting here. Damn shit.
Gary, shut up.
That wasn't me.
Gary, shut up. I wanted to talk to you.
Honey,
wife.
It's time to go to bed now. Good night.
God. Jen,
let the women take over, honey.
Yeah, really. Oh, my God. Jen, you did an awesome job on the house.
Oh,
that
thank
is
you.
Absolutely. You did a great job. It's wonderful.
For somebody healthier, it would only been a weekend job. It took me 2.5 weeks, but I did it.
Well,
accomplished
still.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah, if somebody would have helped her, it would have been better. But, you know, some of us do work.
I also helped if somebody wouldn't flick cigarette butts all over the ground and make me spend a half an hour picking them up.
It would happen if you just...
Gerald Blanchard.
Jerry, do you not have an ashtray?
Paul Nato.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do I need to send you an ashtray? Really?
Listen, you don't have to send me nothing. You send me love. That's all.
I'm sending you love,
he usually has a cup sitting next to him that he puts his cigarette butts in. But a lot of times he just flicks them out the door or out the window, and they sit in the grass, and then the park people come and yell at me because there's cigarette butts laying next to the street.
With you.
Jerry, that's all wrong.
I think we might have lost.
Might have
lost the Senate.
The Senate?
Why did California come in?
Oh, shit.
What?
They're saying the House number hasn't changed, but the Senate is looking bad. The fuck?
The Senate or the House?
The Senate.
Or both. Both. Or both.
Well, right now, both. Yeah, both of them are looking pretty screwy, they're saying.
Where are you reading that? I'm watching three channels, and not one of them are saying anything like that.
Man, I'm trying to listen to it.
Yeah, Republicans ran over the fact that our freaking everything is costing us so much money, but maybe it's their fault. Because anytime anybody tried to pass anything, they couldn't pass anything because all the freaking Republicans wouldn't allow it because it would hurt their pocketbooks. Sorry, I'm yelling at the TV.
No, that's all right. I'm looking at the TV. Okay. Okay. Let's say it all together. We are fucked.
We are screwed. Yeah, you know what? Actually, they're saying that it's the House. So Republicans have 185. And Democrats have 159. That's what's in the House right now. U.S. Senate is 46-46. It's tied right now.
Okay, here's my nerdy number. It's for you, Chuck.
We're still waiting for some to come in. And they still have a lot coming out of the Democratic.
218 is what's needed to be in the Senate. Nope, the House, excuse me. 218 seats are what's needed in the House. The first people to come up with 218, they are in control of the House. The Senate, there's still 8 seats undecided, so.
Yeah, that's what it's shown.
Trench warfare. The hell does that even mean?
Oregon. 45 for Kotak. 44 for whatever the hell the Republican is.
Isn't that for tampons?
Kotak? Yeah.
Gary, did you know
Yeah.
that today, I don't know if you believe in this part of spirituality, but did you know that today the Earth, Sun, and Moon are aligned to create a blood moon eclipse? It will be the last total lunar eclipse until 2025.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, I believe in certain esoterical things, and that is one of them. Like, I believe in Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah, it's like is it more like the red moon gives like a real strong energy field?
Yeah. Yep. 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 Like when Mercury is in retrograde, it usually lasts around 2.5 to 3 months. They say, do not buy a car. Do not sign a contract. Do not start a relationship. Do not end a relationship. Because it
really?
Will get fucked up. Yeah. It will get fucked up. And I've experienced it. I've seen it happen.
Nevada results could be delayed until tomorrow morning due to something about a poll, and I missed it because it went too fast.
Wow. So that would mean that if that's delayed, they're talking about Oz.
So I believe in energy fields, and this may be part of what happened was the eclipse that happened today. I'm having such a hard time processing that people can vote against their own self-interest so much that I want to scream. I mean,
it does. It's really sickening, really.
Yeah. I mean, they're voting.
Realize how fucked up it is.
They're voting against people that do not believe in women's rights. They're voting against people that want to take away Social Security and Medicare, which is the income that seniors like me survive on and pay our bills on and buy our household products and our food and put gas in our car. They're voting against, and, you know, I realize that some people are against this just for the sake of being against it. Gay rights.
Yeah.
The ability to marry or be with the person you want to be with from love. From love. Who votes against love?
Idiots.
And I have a hard time believing. Yeah. I have a hard time believing that people would vote. And this is this is really the biggest thing with me. I have a hard time believing that anybody would vote for the party that tried to overthrow our government. And make the Constitution a forethought.
Exactly.
I have a hard time. I'm too patriotic and too open-minded to understand how people can vote against other people's ability to survive how they love in their country. I really have a problem with this. I'm really, really disappointed in the American people.
Yep. It's mind-boggling. Fuck you, Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was out there already trying to say she won.
Oh, my God. She lost by 11. See, CNN did an interview with her last week. Dana Bash did an interview with her last week. And she asked Carrie Lake, if you lose the election, will you admit that you lost? And her words were, I'm going to win this election. So in other words, she was already telling people that if she lost, she wasn't going to admit she lost. And here she is doing it.
Yeah. I won. I win. Shit, you dumb shits.
Like I said earlier. Yeah.
You gotta win. They just gotta win. I mean, we can do that. They can still win, but we can still pull ahead. It's saying Arizona that 56 is Hobbs and 43 for Lake.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
She's way ahead.
Yeah. And yet this, and yet Carrie Lake is going to say she didn't lose.
She didn't lose. It was rigged.
Yeah, well, you know, Arizona is one of the worst countries for this. They are one of the worst states, in the country. It's full of election deniers. They are the ones where, you know, Trump Republicans went in and were saying the polling machines were rigged. And that mail-in ballots were counted more than what they were. That they are the Republicans in Arizona. They want to accuse the Democrats of rigging or stealing the election. They are the worst state in the country for this. You know, when Trump lost, they had to go back in and recount the votes like two or three times to prove that he lost. And that even then, they accused the company that owns the voting machines that they were rigged. They're bad. Arizona is bad for this. And Carrie Lake is falling right into the basement of all this.
Oh yeah, definitely. Would you we got another call. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right. If you have a question or comment from Holly, you're more than welcome to call in. 563-999-3400. All right, let's go to area code 732. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
All right, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, doing well. I mean, we're opposite sides of the aisle, but, you know, no need to disagree too wholeheartedly. I'd like to talk to you about some of the issues that you have with not only the part. Well, I'm not a Republican, by the way. I'm in what you could call a libertarian.
I haven't really figured out
the Libertarian Party too much. I'm a former Democrat who kind of went independent.
Independent is not the same as libertarian.
Well, I'm starting to lean more towards the Libertarian Party, but I don't know too much about it, so I refuse to call myself an actual libertarian because there are some things that I disagree with them because I'm very liberal on certain issues and very conservative on other ones. So it's kind of hard because they're very sure about everything they say, and that kind of doesn't float my, you know, doesn't go right down my river. You know what I mean?
Okay. Go on.
But there was a couple things that you said. Anything that you said about the Republican Party, or I'm not a Donald Trump fan per se. But as opposed to the Democratic Party, I kind of got to pick the lesser of two evils. And, like, when you talk about abortion rights and all that stuff, that's not on the ballot in any of these states, really. Most of them have already decided.
It is
and
on the ballot. It is on
How's
the
that?
Ballot in some states. It
okay.
is on
well,
the ballot
well,
in some states.
Well, Roe v. Wade is not on a ballot in any state. Roe v. Wade doesn't exist. It never was. I mean, just, I'm not trying to argue with you, but it was never – the word abortion is not in Roe v. Wade. It's about women's rights to medical care anonymously. That's all it meant. So when they overturned that, because it shouldn't have been an amendment to begin with. Now, I do believe in states' rights. That's why I believe every state should decide – what they have, that's why we have, because we have such a big country, and people in, you know, Arizona and people in Wyoming feel totally different, and I don't think they should have to be under the same rules and regulations. That's the reason why we have the Electoral College, because it shouldn't be the cities deciding what rural areas do, and the rural areas shouldn't decide what the cities do.
Okay. So you're against abortion rights, right?
No, I'm pro states' rights. I think
you're pro what?
Decide. States' rights.
Okay.
What?
All right.
What the Constitution stated, but that the state should decide these things.
Okay. Let me counteract that.
Okay.
Before the Supreme Court overturned it and allowed the states to decide, it was the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. I live in a state where abortion was overturned in an hour. Within one hour. Let me talk.
Okay, I'm done. I'm not arguing with you.
Within an hour of Roe being overturned, I watched a Facebook Live where my state attorney general, Leslie Rutledge, and our governor, Asa Hutchinson, was on live Facebook crying with joy and glee that they were women's rights away from them. I live in one of those states. Now, let me remind you that that state attorney general, Leslie Rutledge, was one of the 17 attorney generals that tried to invalidate the election of Joe Biden through documents.
Okay, well the
let me finish.
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
I am.
This is a woman, Leslie Rutledge, that thinks she has the right to tell another woman what to do with her own body. That thinks she has a right to overturn an election that by a free and fair election. So,
I'm just asking, what state is that? I'm not trying to interrupt you. I apologize.
Okay. It's Arkansas.
Okay.
She was the only female attorney general of those 17 state attorney generals that tried to overturn the election.
Okay. Now, mind you, if you don't mind if I go in, overturning elections and questioning balloting purposes, I mean, that was also done in the 2016 election. It was also done in the 2002 election. These things are always done. It stinks. I hate that our system's kind of so thwarted that we can't figure out how to do it right without anybody guessing, second guessing. Most people usually fight and argue when it's one in their opposition. That happens. Now, Arkansas, the reason why the Attorney General, why that happened so quick was because that's what the people voted for in Arkansas. That's why I believe in states' rights, because if you don't agree with the morality of Arkansas, I'm not saying morality, I apologize, that's a bad word, the moral compass of Arkansas, then you don't have to live in Arkansas. That's the best part about this country, is we have 50 different states. You can go anywhere else. But the people of Arkansas tend to be more Christian-based, more anti-abortion. That's 100% true. I'm not lying to you. I let you speak. Please let me do the same. That happens to be the moral compass in Arkansas. Now, it's not in California. Now, do I believe that abortion should be illegal in California? No, I don't believe so, because that's what the people want there. And it's still legal there. The same as in where I come from. I live in New Jersey. Abortion is going to be legal here for the rest of eternity. It's never going to get overturned. It's the states that vote in that capacity and have that same direction with their particular moral compass. So that's what it is.
Okay.
I do believe in state rights. I do believe that people in Arkansas should be allowed to live as they want to in Arkansas, and people in New York should be allowed to live how they want to in New York. That's why we have such a big country, and that's why we have states' rights.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that an hour after Roe was overturned, that the millions of people that live in Arkansas had a chance to vote on what they want or do not want? No.
No, no.
Let me finish.
I apologize.
This woman took it upon herself. Her opinion, her belief, to overturn Roe without the voting process.
Well, I can say that I thoroughly disagree with you, only because
do you think?
What do you mean?
No,
I'm telling you the truth.
We did not vote on it.
People in Arkansas ran on that. The governor of Arkansas ran on that. Senators have ran on that. That was one of their major talking points.
I don't care what they ran on.
So people elected people who said they would overturn Roe v. Wade. And because they elected them, they still did not vote for that. That's the consensus of Arkansas. I'm very sorry to say this, but it's a large state, and that's what the people are. Okay?
I live in Arkansas. Nobody gave me the chance to vote on whether I approve of abortion or not.
No, you vote for your politicians, you vote for your governors, representatives, and congresspeople.
It doesn't matter.
That's a good argument.
That's
not an argument. Yes, and your state voted for people who are anti-abortion. That's just the way it is. I mean, it stinks.
No, we did not. We did not vote upon it.
Is your governor against abortion?
I don't care what our governor thinks. I don't care what our attorney general thinks.
Well, then you don't understand politics,
thinks.
Then, do you?
I absolutely believe in the vote. And you're telling me that our state voted for it when we didn't.
Yes, you did. Well, not you specifically, but yes, the state did.
No, we did not.
Yes.
No, we did not.
Okay.
I live here.
Well,
I would. Yes, I would
and
know.
You live in a state where the majority is Christian and the majority is anti-abortion.
Jerry,
that's not anybody's fault.
It's time for this motherfucker to go.
Goodbye.
You know,
Paul, I was listening to you. I'll let you go, girl.
Okay. You know, I live here. They did not give us the chance to vote on it. This woman, this conservative Republican woman who was actually challenged by Jon Stewart in an interview on abortion, grew uneasy in her chair and could not hardly reply to him on the subject of abortion. They did not give us the chance to vote on whether we approve of abortion or not. I can't believe this guy. It doesn't matter what our leaders say, what our politicians say. If you have not been given the ability to vote on it or not, then it doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing about it. If you're going to put it up to the states, then why don't they put it up to the people to vote for it, not the politician?
Exactly. And again, I cannot state this more succinctly. This is the same woman that voted with 16 other male attorney generals across the country to invalidate the election of Joe Biden, even after he had won 80 million votes. I don't care. it doesn't matter politician thinks on a subject. If I and my fellow citizens do not have the ability to vote on an important subject. So this guy is full of it. Don't tell me just because we have
that he was being a dick.
Did I handle it okay?
You did. Excellent job.
Okay.
You did. That guy right there has a bad issue. He always calls in the show, and he always tries to attack you. He attacks me. That's the guy who says he's a libertarian and then starts talking about, like, some of the shit he says he supports, like, the Republicans. So I don't understand that.
Yeah. So, you know, in other words, you know, I hate that line. Well, they turned it over to the states. What part of the women in my state are in danger of dying from a partial miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy or incest or affected by incest or rape? Do you not understand?
It's people like that that is just, it sickens you because they think, well, this is the pure type. I mean, this is the guy who thinks he is a libertarian, like I said, but then he'll come out and he says shit like that. And he says, he's the one that called me the Alex Jones for the Democrats.
That's funny. Hi, Alex.
I said Alex
Hi,
Jones.
Alex.
Hey, I'm Alex Jones.
No, honey, you don't come anywhere close to Alex Jones.
Fuck no, I don't think so either. But that's the kind of guy, that's what we're dealing with here, is a fucked up dude that thinks he's, I don't know, he just thinks he's something else.
You know, I can't get over the fact that he said that the people in my state elected this person. So it must be right? You know,
girl, it's oh
shit. Leslie Rutledge, bitch. She is an absolute fucking bitch. She tried, you know, after the election, and Trump and all, and Giuliani and all these Republican maggot attorney generals across the country, they put together a letter, a wording, they tried to put together it was all but a bill to try and overturn the election from a free and fair elected president. My attorney general did that. She tried to fuck over the country.
Exactly.
This is the same woman that I watched her on live Facebook within an hour of Roe being overturned. I mean, literally within, I watched it within an hour of Roe being overturned. Her and my governor were on Facebook Live, and she was crying with glee. With glee. She was happy. With happy tears. That she was fucking over Arkansas women. I could not.
That shows you how fucked up they are.
My own eyes. I saw her crying with tears, happy tears, because she was fucking over other women in Arkansas.
Nice. That she did. You know, and that's what they do, man. They're all about trying to screw over the people, the women. And she got excited and got her rocks off on that shit.
Yep.
She's a piece of work.
Yeah, you should look her up.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that video after we get done.
Okay. Leslie Rutledge. If you haven't seen it already, her interview with Jon Stewart about trans kids, because she was making up figures in her head.
Oh, that was the one that you sent to me. We played it. I think I played it on air here. Yeah.
Yep.
She was like really fucking off and stuff, man. She was way off. I remember her. Yes.
Yeah.
You gave me the video, you sent that to me, and I put it on there and played it on the show. I think I still have it, as a matter of fact. I think I still have that audio because I kept it.
If you don't do it, look it up. Look it up, or I'll look it up and send it to you again, because Jon Stewart, he wiped her ass. Jon Stewart wiped her ass. I mean, he was very calm, cool, and collected.
Jon Stewart don't fuck around.
He was very calm, cool, and collected on trans people, and she was making a number up in her head and saying that they had doctors testify or, you know, organizations. Testify, and he asked who they were, and she couldn't name them.
She couldn't name them at all, huh? And Jen's still here. Is Jen?
Hey,
did you have something you
wanted
to add?
Yeah, they just predicted Fetterman has won Pennsylvania. There is no recount. So now it's Senate 47 down to Republican 46.
Yay.
What is it?
Okay. Warnock just barely pulled ahead.
All right. So that means that the Republicans have 47? The Democrats have 47?
To 46.
Okay.
We're still in California and Nevada.
We still have a lot to Fetterman definitely is high on that. He's done. It's done.
Yeah, he's got over 50, almost 60,000 more votes.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to go to sleep and the TV started going bloop, 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 bloop. Breaking news.
Kelly has also won in Arizona. Yay!
She did?
Kelly.
So that means that's another one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So that's another win.
Better in Pennsylvania than Trump did during his presidential race.
Okay, they're saying in Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the, quote, projected, unquote, winner. Projected. Okay. Projected does not mean...
It's not done yet.
It's not absolute.
All right, so it's saying... So they're saying... Vetterman. Yeah, CNN's still, like, talking about how Fetterman's still running and all that shit.
I found out by watching this that the Sarah Huckabee Sanders campaign with Chris Jones is actually much closer than what everyone thinks. And it's not over.
Huh.
They're still counting votes.
She's still counting votes.
Yeah, yeah. So there are people on Facebook saying that Sarah has won when it's not over with yet.
Yeah, these are the people that figure
Nevada.
Yeah.
Only 44% of the votes are in, but most of the Latino votes have not been counted yet. They're predicting Nevada for Democrat.
Yay!
So that's another win. We might be able to pull this off.
Only 44% of the votes are in.
Okay, Warnock is barely ahead. Now, I just saw it on MSNBC. Warnock is barely ahead of Walker.
She's got over 52,000 more votes than he does.
Who does?
The girl in Nevada. Cortez,
Mastro Cortez,
yeah.
And Laxalt. Yeah, it's looking good.
So. You know, I have Arkansas people, Republican Arkansas people, calling the vote for Huckabee Sanders, or rather, Huckabee Slanders ahead of Chris Jones, when it's actually closer than what everybody thought it was going to be. It's not done yet.
No.
There were people, they, like I said much earlier, there were people still standing in line to vote in Arkansas at 7:30 when the cutoff was. But they have to allow all those people that were standing in line to vote.
Well, and they just said the polls closed again somewhere else, so that's another state, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Too close to call.
Alaska.
Okay. Too close to call.
Alaska, that's a...
They're saying Fetterman, good enough health to serve, barely ahead of Oz.
Yep.
But now they're saying Fetterman wins Pennsylvania Senate. They're calling it. Fetterman won.
And he's a gain for us. I mean, they weren't expecting him to win, but he won.
Yep.
Yep.
If he were to get up in front of the House to do a speech right now, his words may not come out exactly as he wanted them to, but that doesn't mean his brain isn't.
Also, the Utah Senate race too early right now.
Isn't working enough to do the job.
And here's where the Senate stands at this hour. 47
Jen actually missed Paula. Jen actually missed your the guy that called in.
I heard the first
5 minutes of his conversation, then I just couldn't deal with it, so I hung up.
Yeah, he was trying to attack Paula like he attacks every time he calls in. Anyway. That guy's fucking
nuts. Well, I knew in the first minute or two of him talking that he wasn't what he was making himself out to be. Because you ever notice when people are getting ready to bait you on, you know, before they attack you, they start, like, trying to butter up and really, really detail explain why they have the views that they have. And, oh, you know, I understand you guys, but you got to understand where I'm coming from. They're baiting you, and then they attack you.
Yeah. Exactly. You know,
it's
and
called narcissism.
He doesn't, and he doesn't live here in Arkansas. I have seen on my local page. I haven't seen much of it, my local town page. But there are women in my town, in my county, that would vote for women's rights in a heartbeat, who have been raised in Republican families with Republican parents who do not want their rights taken away from them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't believe in abortion either. But I also believe that it is your choice. It is your body. And I absolutely don't believe that we should force a child. I seen a little video earlier today, and it completely is, like, mind-blowing if you think about it. There's this little 12-year-old, skinny little girl, curly blonde hair, comes walking into a adoption center. Says she's ready to be a mom. She has, you know, all these plans, and she's ready to be a mom. She wants to adopt a kid and blah, blah, blah. And the lady at the desk is telling her she's too young. There's too much she can do, you know. You've seen it, too? And then, like, she tells her, you know, teen pregnancy, there's so many medical problems, you know, you're so young. And then, finally she turns around and leaves, and as she comes in, another girl, maybe 14 or 15, comes to the lady and asks where an abortion clinic is. And they said, I'm sorry, they've shut down all the abortion clinics in this state. After telling the 12-year-old the medical problems about a child getting pregnant and how she can't take care of herself and so she can't adopt, but we're forcing children to have children.
Well, what I saw was slightly different. The one I saw was a little girl getting off an elevator and going to the desk and asking, you know, saying, I want to adopt a child. And the receptionist goes, how old are you, about 11 or 12? And she says, yes. She tells the receptionist her age. And the receptionist goes, you're not old enough to adopt. You have to be able to provide for this child food, shelter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then as she's going back to the elevator, another little girl comes off the elevator and says, I'm looking for the abortion clinic. I'm sorry, all the abortion clinics are closed.
Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, okay, thank you, and walks back to the elevator.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, but if you listen to that part where she's telling the 12-year-old about, you know, she's like, well, if I can't adopt, then, you know, how about a surrogacy or, you know, infertilization because I'm ready to be pregnant, and shows her little tiny belly. And the lady's like, you know, talking about children who get pregnant and what it actually does to their body and you know, talks about the dangers of a child having a child.
Right.
Or being pregnant.
Right.
And then this other child, after she literally just tells this child the dangers of her being pregnant, comes in and tells the other child that all the abortion clinics are closed.
Right. So the whole point of that video that I watched is if a 10 or 12-year-old isn't old enough to adopt a baby, why is she old enough to have a baby?
Right. The governor of California, the Democratic governor of California, has won his seat.
Yep, I saw that. Gavin Newsom. And do you know...
Yep.
This fun fact. Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, used to be married to... who is... Jerry, help me here. Who is Donald Trump's girlfriend?
Yes. The hell is her name?
yeah.
Usually I'm good with that, but I'm not. For some reason, my brain's not kicking in on that.
Why would you say Bunny?
Huh?
Bunny.
Yeah, was the girlfriend, wasn't she a Playboy bunny or something?
No, she wasn't. She was just really beautiful and well-built and,
Are you talking about Ivana, whatever her name was?
Ivanka?
No, not Ivanka, the other one. What was Trump's ex-wife that died? What was her name?
Ivana.
Zsa Gabor.
No, that's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, used to be married to the gal that came out at the Republican, when they were running in 2020. The best is yet to come. She was screeching it. The best is yet to come. Her name.
Didn't she just recently pass away?
No. That was Ivana, Trump's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. No. This is Donald Trump's junior's girlfriend. Fiance or whatever. Okay. So she went from a very liberal Democratic husband to the boyfriend of the worst president ever in the United States, Donald Trump Jr. What's her name? Oh,
Paula. Her name is Kimberly Ann Guilfoyle.
That's it. Kimberly Guilfoyle. She went from being the wife of the Democratic governor of California to the girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr.
I say love makes you blind, but it's probably the money.
Probably, yeah. They're both living in a mansion, at Mar-a-Lago. They're both living at Mar-a-Lago.
Why would you want to live with your parents?
Give
a drop in. That's weird.
Do what?
I said she's probably giving Trump in.
Well, you know he's grabbing her by the pussy every chance he gets.
Because you know he's going, she's going, well, I don't have, I have the son, I'm going to have the dad.
Yeah, and you know, a few podcasts ago, I sent you pictures of her with Gavin Newsom and what she looked like then. And what she looks like now. And, you know, all the Trump women get
plastic surgery.
Yeah. She looks completely different than what she did then. So
it's just not the wave, the red wave we had hoped for.
So,
oh, yeah. She was actually beautiful at the time.
She was. She was beautiful. And
honey,
you know,
I just want to remind you, you have to get up in 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Jerry, why do you have to get up in 4 hours?
Gonna take my sister to the airport.
Oh crap! Can you go back home and get some sleep?
Well, he is home.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting in the freaking parking lot in the car.
Do I?
I'm sitting in the car.
He
That's right.
He's
show.
Just sitting in the car in the parking lot in the driveway.
Yeah, but
when we get done, I'm just gonna. When we get done, I'm going to come in, I'm going to go eat and go to bed, and then I'm going to get up, we're going to get up and get Cav. Paula is going, or make sure I get up, though.
I am?
No, Virginia.
Oh.
Paula, you'll be knocked out.
You said
out.
Paula. No,
I'll be knocked
Jared,
out.
You said Paula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
It won't
Listen,
be me.
I know Paula's the other woman, and I completely accept that. But
me too.
I love you, Jen. I
but
love you, Jen.
I'm not the older woman.
Madam fucking woman. Madam fucking whatever you call you guys.
Jen? Jen?
What is the lady's name? Madam what?
Jen, he just loves me for my big mouth. Oh, that didn't sound good either.
Well,
that was bad.
You know, you don't have any teeth either, so, you know.
Ooh. Ooh, man.
Oh, I'm dying here.
Yeah. Man, that's enough to make Trump want to come. This shit doesn't work.
My stomach hurts. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, Jen, you know I don't want anything to do with your husband except for his
giggity.
His huh?
A giggity.
His mouth. Well, if I was a jealous person, I would state that you spend more time with my husband than I do.
Oh my God. Really?
I wonder why.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I better be a shrinking violet.
No.
Let me say this, Jen. I'm not in the men your husband's age, so there you go.
Oh shit.
There you go. 50-year-old man with no teeth and a bald spot in the back of his head.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god. You two are fucking. Yeah.
But his personality makes him so sexy.
There you go. You know, I love him for his mind.
Oh, gosh. Something wrong here.
No,
oh,
you two are not
hey.
Going out.
Veteran
for
is
horses,
on
Gaffy
TV.
For cows.
What happened?
Veteran is on. Hang on. Veteran is on TV giving his acceptance speech.
Oh, good.
Yay, Fetterman. Feta cheese. Every time I hear Fetterman, I think of feta cheese. I don't, you know.
The same thing, Jerry.
Have you ever, Paula, have you ever had Famunda cheese?
What is it?
Say no.
It's called Famunda cheese. Famunda.
Say no.
No.
Oh. You never had no Famunda cheese? Famunda, my sack.
You sick fucker.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
Oh, are we having fun now?
Well, we have
to
end up the show, so I'm going to let Paul end the show.
Okay, if I can stop laughing.
Good luck to that. All right. Go for
all
it.
Right. Well, oh, God. Pray for our country. I pray for our country. I don't want our officials elected that do not care about the people. So with that being said, show kindness, show graciousness. Believe that older people deserve the money that they paid into for all their lives, like me. We deserve it. And we appreciate your calls. We appreciate your emails.
We appreciate you, yeah. We love you guys. Even that dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, right. That guy. Because it gives us...
Your mind?
It gives us an opportunity to counteract the lies. It gives us an opportunity to say, fuck you. you were wrong. So for that,
yeah.
We love you. We care about you. Be kind to one another. Be gentle with one another. And that being said...
Make love, not war.
Exactly. Oh, God. For my hippie days.
Paul's having a flashback. Picture a world where Paula. All right, everybody. You guys have a good night.
Assalamu alaikum.
There it is.
We're going to
leave you with
why would the state of Arkansas step in to override parents, physicians, psychiatrists, endocrinologists who have developed guidelines? Why would you override those guidelines?
Well, I think it's important that all of those physicians, all of those experts, for every single one of them, there's an expert that says we don't need to allow children to be able to take those medications. That there are many instances
right.
where...
But you know that's not true. You know it's not for everyone there's one. These are the established...
Well, I don't know that that's not true. I don't know that...
Then why
you
would
know
you
that.
Why would you pass a law then if you don't know that that's true? Wouldn't you...
Well, I know that
so?
There are doctors and that we had plenty of people come and testify before our legislature
mm-hmm.
who said that, you know, we have 98% of the young people who have gender dysphoria
right.
That they are able to move past that, and once they have the help that they need, no longer suffer from gender dysphoria. 98%
wow.
without that medical treatment.
That's an incredibly made up figure. That doesn't comport with any of the studies or documentation that exists from these medical organizations. What medical association are you talking about of these doctors?
Well, we have all of that in our legislative history, and we'll be glad to provide that to you. I don't have the name of that off the top of my head. I know it's something that...
You don't have the name of the organization that you're getting
off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we have all of that cited in all of our briefs.
You're suggesting that protecting children means overriding the recommendations of the American Medical Association, the American Association of Pediatrics, the Endocrine Society.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough to show that these drugs are effective and that these children are better off and that we should encourage these...
Or it's not enough for you. Let me try and flip it a different way and see if maybe this can help. In Arkansas, if you have pediatric cancer, and obviously we all want to protect children, I think we established that earlier, whose guidelines do you follow for pediatric cancer?
Well, I think... If my child, who is four, if I was faced with that terrible decision, then I would be speaking to my doctor. And if my doctor recommended something that I disagreed with, then I would get a second opinion. And that's what I believe that these parents need to make sure that they're encouraged to get numerous opinions when they're talking about an irreversible step.
You're not letting them. The state's not saying get another opinion. What they're saying is you can't. What you're actually saying
is
the opposite.
No, that's actually... Not at all what the state said. The state simply said that you cannot perform these procedures, and so parents should get another opinion and children should want to have another opinion.
But that's not...
Because, again, these are 9, 10, 11, 12
years old. So if your child is suffering from pediatric cancer and the state comes in and says to you, they recommend chemotherapy, but we're not going to let you do that. You can't. We think you should get a different opinion, and here's the organization we think you should get the opinion from. They're not the mainstream, but they're an organization. So that's who you have to be treated by. Does that sound like something you would
accept? Well, I think that's a very extreme example. That's not at all in line with what we're talking about. We're not saying that at some point, because when you have cancer, it literally is, and particularly pediatric cancer, and having friends that have lost children
sure.
to pediatric cancer, having a four-year-old, I'm sure.
I've got some bad news for you. Parents with children who have gender dysphoria have lost children to suicide and depression.
They absolutely
because it's
have.
Acute. And so these mainstream medical organizations have developed guidelines through peer-reviewed data and studies. And through those guidelines, they've improved mental health outcomes. So I'm confused why you follow AMA guidelines and AAAP guidelines for all other health issues than Arkansas, because we checked, but not for this.
It's simply saying, let those young people who are facing gender confusion and dysphoria, allow them to become adults and to make that decision. Allow a child to be a child.
So here's where we have our crossroads. You've made the determination that protecting these children means not giving them access to the guidelines and care that have been designed by medical and mental health professionals for children expressing gender dysphoria. And I'm asking you again, what are your qualifications to step in and say, no, keeping you from that care is protecting you. You've made that determination.
Well, these are irreversible decisions that these children at these young ages are making, or that their
parents
are making.
They're not making the decision. You're making it sound like a nine-year-old walks into a doctor's office and says, give me some testosterone. And the doctor goes, oh, thank God, because we're wanting to create an army of transgenders because we're crazy. And they go right in like...
Now, we passed a law to protect the children in Arkansas, and I think that's what is important.
Again, the medical community disagrees with you that
that's
protecting
children.
Well,
not all of the medical community.
Who doesn't?
We have had experts testify here in Arkansas.
Okay. From what medical organizations?
Well, we have all of those in our briefs, and I apologize that I wasn't prepared to have a Supreme Court argument today in front of you, but we are going to have arguments on this case
right.
When the time comes.